10 past 5, while more talking, that's the result of Boris Johnson's visit to New Zealand. The British Foreign Secretary met with senior government officials today and agreed that a so-called people-to-people dialogue needs to be established between Britain and New Zealand. So a people-to-people dialogue, you ask, what is it? Well, I ask the same question. This is how Mr. Johnson explained it.
I don't know whether a people-to-people dialogue. How can you have a dialogue that doesn't involve people? But this is good. I suppose it's distinct from a bureaucrat-to-bureaucrat dialogue or a trade representative-to-trade representative dialogue. But anyway, it's a people-to-people dialogue.
Foreign Minister Gerry Browning met with Boris Johnson this morning. Hello to you, Minister.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good, thank you. So I guess you had a people-to-people meeting then with Mr. Johnson. He's a colourful character, isn't he?
He's a great character, and I think everything that you see of him is exactly how he is. Very natural type of guy, extremely engaging, very bright, and above all, quite interested in the arrangements Britain is going to have post-Brexit with New Zealand.
He said he'd look to maintain the rights of New Zealanders in the UK. Are you happy with that, or would you like to see those rights improved or enhanced?
Well, you have to remember that they're still a member of the EU until they finally exit, and they, under their arrangements, can't go making any other bilateral setups ahead of that exit. So I think the position that we've reached in the last couple of days is a pretty good one, and it's very clear from both Mr. Johnson and his officials that they're very genuine in wanting to make sure that the access that New Zealanders have to Britain at the present time will be maintained, if not enhanced, beyond Brexit.
Can we officially engage in trade talks of any description with Britain at the moment?
Unlikely, but we do have the opportunity to let them know some of the aspects of their trading arrangements that could affect us. And we were able to stress that we've got very good non-tariff access into the EU for about 280,000 tonnes of New Zealand lamb and around about 80 to 90,000 tonnes of New Zealand butter. A lot of that goes directly into the UK at the moment. And so we wanted to make sure that when they exit the EU, that we're still on the radar, and that access, which is WTA approved and therefore you'd say it has some legal validity, is protected. And they were quite open to all that.
There was a big question mark and still is about the hows and the whys and the whens of Brexit and everything that's linked to it, you know, trade, immigration, that all needs to be squared away first before they can offer us anything concrete. That has to happen first, doesn't it?
That's right. There's 9 Acts of Parliament that they need to pass before they get to the terminal date. And I think it was interesting for us to hear too that it's not a stepping back from Europe as such. It's a decoupling from the European Union system that they think has held Britain back. So, a lot of water to go under the bridge, but we have said that when it comes to trade matters, if they want any help from New Zealand trade officials, we'd be happy to provide that.
Well, we're pretty good at that, aren't we, for those foreign trade agreements. Are they interested in taking, looking at using maybe some of our people here to help with some of those deals?
Yes, they have a clear understanding, and they were able to say to us that New Zealand's reputation in Geneva, where a lot of these deals are finally put together, is one of extreme competence, and they'd be happy to pick up on some of that as they need it. So we weren't sort of forcing ourselves on them, but we've made that offer. And as you know, Liam Fox, who is the Trade Secretary, has already employed a former New Zealand MFAT official as his Chief of Staff, based on the expertise that particular gentleman has.
Gerry Browning, Minister of Foreign Affairs, thank you. Coming up next, that documentary on Diana. It aired last night in the UK. We'll speak to our royal commentator, Robert Jobson, next.